At 7:38 in the morning on a Friday, let's take a look at some behavior of people that, well, we can look at them and go, ooh, I can do better. On Sunday morning, a 26-year-old woman went into a gas station in Massachusetts, decided that that was the appropriate place for her to get completely naked. And then she started beating up the slushy machine. Cops couldn't get her to stop, so they pepper sprayed her and tasered her. They suggest that maybe, I know this may be a stretch, she was on drugs.
Yeah.
When things don't go right with the slushy machine for me.
Sure, you get naked and smack it. Who doesn't? I mean, that's standard operating procedure in my family. Drunk driver back in September in Ohio was out and about weaving, and so cops there tried to pull him over. He was 31 years old. And apparently the cops noticed him when he blew through a stop sign leaving a McDonald's at 1 a.m. When they tried to stop him, he sped off. When he did finally stop, he told them that he led them on the chase to stall for time so he could finish his Big Mac. His blood alcohol level was more than three times the legal limit, and now he's facing charges of drunk driving and fleeing an officer.
So he was drunk, driving away from cops at a high speed while he was eating a Big Mac.
Guy's got skills. The guy's got mad skills.
I bet he's still got the special sauce all over himself.
Or he will soon. Wonder if he plays GTA.
You're incredible.
Last week...
there's no joke off limits for you, is there?
Last week, a 34... What?
Never mind.
A 34-year-old man in Texas wanted to go out drinking with his friends, but the little missus said, no, you have to stay home.
Well, there's a strategy that's worked from the time-tested strategy there.
Baby, I want to go out and have a couple beers with the buddies.
No!
But I haven't seen...
No!
So he decided he would come up with a great idea.
This doesn't stop the drinking. It just determines where he's going to sleep when he gets home. That's all.
He decided that he would have his friends pretend to kidnap him at gunpoint. While he was out, surprisingly enough, the wife called the cops. They launched a manhunt. They finally figured out what happened. Now he's facing up to 6 months in prison.
No, really. She won't care. She won't call the cops.
She'll be glad I'm gone for a while.
Yeah.
How much were they drinking when they came up with that? Dude, I don't know why. Let's just kidnap you. It'll be fine. We'll bring you back, and we won't demand the ransom. Two 21-year-old burglars in New Hampshire died in an explosion on Monday when they tried to cut through a safe with a blowtorch. Inside the safe, fireworks.
It's like Al Capone's vault. You don't know what's in there.
Now, here's what I got to question. Who keeps fireworks in a safe?
They must have been really good fireworks.
Hey, man, I got these M80s from, like, 1979. These will blow your finger off. Who does that? Who keeps fireworks in a safe?
In case someone uses the torch to try and get into the safe, that'll fix them.
There was no money or anything else in there, so just fireworks. Elementary school janitor in Grand Rapids, Michigan, recently got angry at a 9-year-old student who apparently mouthed off to her.
Did he spank her?
No, but to get even, did pay two of the fourth grade classmen 50 cents each to beat him up.
Oh, that's nice. I can't do it, but I can contract it out.
The woman admitted the janitor...
50 cents is the going rate for a beatdown in grade school.
Yeah, 50 cents each, a whole dollar. The woman, the janitor, admitted to it when the principal confronted her, and she was promptly fired. Holy cow. Hey, you know, for a dollar.
Right, you can throw eggs at the principal's house. Here's the address.
Is that all you want done? Make it look like an accident. You know what I'm saying? Good grief.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
All right, we start off. I know it's going to be a shocker, but we're going to start off with the entertainment news.
I sense the last segment was so good that we're attracting new listeners to the program right now.
I believe we are. You smell that? That's
people
a new listener.
Who are joining us for the first time are saying, wow, this is really good.
The only thing I smell is something that Chris is smoking if he believes that's actually true.
J.K. Rowling. You know the Harry Potter author?
Yeah.
Working on a new Harry Potter spinoff movie. The working title is Harry Potter and the Bottomless Cash Register.
Mm-hmm.
Aerosmith recently met with the president of Uruguay, gave him an autographed guitar. The Uruguayan president was very happy to receive the guitar, but was suspicious as to why a bunch of old gypsy ladies want him to have it. Michelle Duggar. Remember her? Know her? Of the 19 kids and counting thing?
Yeah.
Says they're trying to get pregnant with their 20th child.
That's just irresponsible.
Best of luck, said a starving orphan somewhere where water is scarce.
Yeah.
The American Music Award nominees were announced yesterday by Kelly Clarkson and will.i.am. Actually, Clarkson announced the nominees. will.i.am just danced around saying, yeah, somewhere behind. Bon Jovi drummer Tico Torres has rejoined the band after having gallbladder surgery. He would have rejoined them earlier, but unfortunately someone gave him some bad medicine. Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't forget to tip your waitress. An angry Houston Texan showed up to quarterback Mac, is it Schaub?
Matt Schaub, yeah. The fans came to his house to heckle him after a bad game.
Yeah, they showed up at his house in order to harass him about how bad he's been playing. He was so angry.
How angry was he?
He was going to throw a punch, but then decided not to for fear it'd be intercepted.
Right.
From around the United States and abroad, experts say petting can stress out some cats, especially if you do it to black cats, like Samuel L. Jackson. Advisors in Saudi Arabia recently urged the king to allow women to drive, and the king thanked them for the suggestion, particularly since it had been years since he had had such a hearty laugh. A pilot in London passed out, and a passenger with no training had to land the plane. He succeeded, but not before making a ton of references from the movie Airplane. Seriously, who could blame him?
I am serious.
Huh?
I am serious.
What's our vector, Victor? That has been a quick look at the news. Please use all the information for good, not for evil.
I blame a lot of the economy falling apart on Oprah because she ordered American women to go out and buy things they could not afford. That's when I quit watching the show. The dichotomy in her shows was so ridiculous. On Tuesday, she'd come out and go, ladies, it's all about Jimmy Choo's shoes. You got to have them. You need them. Your feet are going to fall off. You're going to have bunions the size of Montana if you don't get some Jimmy Choo's shoes. Now, if you've never heard of them, they're about $500 or more a pair. Highly impractical. Then the following day, the entire show would be about credit card debt. And there's all these 40-somethings crying on the stage. And she's just berating them. Ladies, how did it get this out of hand? You told us. We rewind the tape, Chubby Chubstein. I would believe it was you who brought Mr. Chew into the conversation.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.